The folks that brought you Toy Story, Toy Story 2, A Bug's Life, and Monsters, Inc. are back. Finding Nemo from Pixar Animation opens in theaters today. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says Nemo is fabulous.
Whatever you think of computer-generated animation, Finding Nemo is an engaging undersea story of a fish family learning life lessons that might even help us if we'd only pay attention. Nemo's success, however, was not necessarily preordained. There are moments early on in the film where it seemed like the venture was going to, forgive me, sink. The one Pixar factor never in doubt is the sparkling brilliance of its visuals. The company is a pioneer in computer animation, and it threw itself into the challenge of making a water world come alive. Nemo manages to paint rapturous, undersea world of our dreams colors in its recreation of Australia's Great Barrier Reef. Pixar films are also characterized by a level of remarkably wacky and sophisticated humor. Co-writer and director Andrew Stanton shared writing credit on all of Pixar's previous pictures. So it's a surprise to find Nemo cloying early on in its story of a single-parent clownfish named Marlin, who is overprotective to the point of hysteria about the safety of his son Nemo.
All right, we're excited. First day of school, here we go. We're ready to learn, to get some knowledge. Now, what's the one thing we have to remember about the ocean?
It's not safe.
That's my boy. So, first, we check to see that the coast is clear. We go out and back in. And then we go out and back in. And then one more time, out and back in. And sometimes, if you want to do it four times...
Dad.
All right, come on, boy.
But when Nemo gets scooped up for a dentist's office aquarium, Marlin heads out to save him. And that's when Stanton and company's imagination finally breaks free. Nemo erupts with sea creatures that showcase a gift for character and a genius for skewering contemporary culture. Take the sharks, a trio so conscious of their reputations, they are in a five-step program to turn them away from being mindless eating machines. The AA-type meeting this trio attends, complete with catchphrases like, "Fish are friends, not food," is a comic set piece just a fin short of brilliant. There are other eccentrics, from the fish in the dentist's tank to Crush, the surfer dude of a giant sea turtle.
Oh, I saw the whole thing, dude. First you were all like, whoa, and then we were like, whoa, and then you were like, whoa.
What are you talking about?
You, Miniman, taking on the jellies. You got serious thrill issues, dude.
Oh.
Awesome.
Oh, my stomach. Oh.
Oh, man. Hey, no hurling on the shell, dude, okay? Just waxed it.
They help the film's morals about the realities of single-parent households and the importance of trust and friendship go down a lot easier. Who even knew these were undersea problems? In the end, there's enough imagination left in the Pixar formula to make us want to forgive the faults in Finding Nemo.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.